Health and security experts across the nation are busy finding ways to protect people from the emerging threat of biological and chemical attack.
Open these when you get them as such.
One day after anthrax was discovered in a letter sent to the office of Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, several hundred people who had been near the office on Monday were tested for anthrax exposure. The crowd included members of the cleaning crew, investigators, lobbyists, even reporters.
And when you get up to the front desk, all you have to do is sign in, and we'll get you moving a lot faster.
They arrived voluntarily outside a large meeting room in the Capitol complex. Medical officials handed them packages of swabs, and those being tested wrote down where they could have been exposed.
Your name, date, social security number. Be careful not to open the top.
Once inside the meeting room, doctors wearing civilian clothes and rubber gloves waited at the front of four lines. NPR's Julie Rovner stood in one of those lines. She had been outside Senator Daschle's office, Hart Building 509, on Monday, reporting the anthrax story.
Julie, any chance you might be pregnant?
No.
Are you on birth control pills?
No.
And you were at the hall outside 509?
Yes.
Senate Hart?
Yes.
Okay. Are you allergic to Cipro?
Not that I know of.
Okay. This test is going to make you feel either sneezy, gagging, or a little bit of pressure.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Julie reports the doctor's swab was utterly painless. She and the others handed in their swabs in exchange for a green and white envelope. Inside were six tablets of 500 milligrams of Cipro, an antibiotic used to treat anthrax.
One tablet twice a day, return here on Thursday, and no alcohol while on the medication.
Doctors won't know the results of Tuesday's tests until tomorrow.